Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Hey, fuckers, what up? It's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher. You're about to listen to a clip from Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut-shaming podcast.
Yeah.
On this week's episode, we talk about why you might not be horny, even though you're a 27-year-old sexy bitch.
How to collect Starbucks mugs from all over the world if you really made me too much into it with your siblings.
Yeah, and just a lot of blackout drunk stories and experiences. If you want to listen to more of the episode, you're going to go to luminarypodcasts.com/GWF and you can get a subscription for as little as $2.99 a month. You're also, with that subscription, get access to exclusive podcasts by Lena Dunham, Trevor Noah, Roxanne Gay, Michael Rapaport. The list goes on. Do yourself a favor, Luminary.
You told the story of going to another country to build homes for homeless people, and the first night there you got wasted and then woke up the next day in a ditch, and the children of the village like woke you up, and I was like,
yeah,
hey, you should do stand up.
No, that's not the, well, that's okay,
that's what I remember.
That's what you remember. Yeah, what happened is, so after college I actually decided to go when I was really drunk. I like blacked out at the airport. It was a long story. I was like, my grandmother had just turned, I dropped off at the airport like 6 hours early, and then my flight got delayed.
Okay.
6 hours early. Oh, because
it was my grandmother's birthday, and I'm like, can someone just drive me to the airport later? I was going from New York back to South Carolina, and my mom was like, no, this one, we're going to drop you off. And I was like, ugh. So she's like, well, I'll pay for you to go to like the Crown Club for the day. And it was like,
oh, that's nice.
Unlimited booze, though.
What's the
it was one
the
of
the Crown
those.
Club. Is that the Crown Royale Club? Or?
No, it was just, I don't know what airline it was, but it was like the airline lounge where you could just go.
Oh, okay.
Free booze in the airline lounge?
Yeah, at Delta you can drink for sure.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was like 22, so it was like such a novelty too. I was
right.
Like, ah, look at me.
Just legal.
And I was a senior in college, and I was like trying to figure out what I wanted to do after college, and I was like, I wanted to travel because my older brother lived in China for the year after he graduated college, and so I was like, well, I wanted to go to like Africa or do something like that, which is so lame and white, and I thought I was being really different. That's the worst part. I was like, I'm different. I studied abroad in Prague. And it's like, that's what everyone does.
Yeah. I wanted to go to Africa or something like that should be a t-shirt. Like, I love that.
It was like, I really thought I was being like unique and like, oh, look at me, I'm so cool. And I signed up. I just basically signed up to go on this trip to Tanzania and volunteer for 3 months.
Whoa. 3 months.
3 months.
To build houses?
No. I worked in an orphanage.
Oh, fuck yeah. That's good.
Yeah. Well, I thought I'd be like teaching in a school. When I got the orphanage assignment, I was like, fuck.
Oh, so you didn't get the assignment until right before you went?
Yeah. Well, at first I signed up to
go
to
like a religious thing?
No. Because it's through this, it was one of those companies that you like go. And it's called Cross Cultural Solutions is where I did it through.
That sounds bad.
The fact that they were like, we need a solution to Tanzania.
After the white man ruined Africa multiple times, let's have a company.
Yeah.
They sold them a solution.
Exactly. No, it just sends white girls to various foreign countries to just pretend like they're doing
something. Undercover trafficking.
Lindsay, I've told Christina this before, but my roommate in college is from Georgia, and she told me a story one time, and I still can't believe I was able to keep it together, where she, with her church, went to Africa to teach these little kids how to cheerlead.
And I go, what the fuck? And where in Africa to do cheerleading?
And I go, I don't think that's what they needed.
Yeah, I think on the totem pole of needs.
I definitely encountered some religious people when I was there that I was like, oh, this is, you are interesting.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I learned not that long ago that some Christian white dude came over to Africa and basically was preaching homophobia and like getting people stoked up on fear and all that shit. And I'm like, oh my God, this is just not good, guys.
I don't know about that, but yeah, it's real dicey.
A lot of dicey shit. Yeah, I didn't know about this stuff until not that long ago. But so your assignment, when did you know your assignment was the orphanage?
So I signed up to go in like, when's Nanny's birth? It was like February. And then I had to push it. I was going to leave in June, and then I had to push it to like August because of, I don't know, graduating college. I was like just having a shit show time. I was like, I can't handle it. Like, I was like, I have to go somewhere 3 weeks after I graduate college. I can't do that. I was like, this is too hard. I got the assignment sometime in August. I was like, and I really remember really clearly when I got it. So I was at my dad's house after I graduated college, and I would go into this little crawl space off of like my room there, and I would smoke cigarettes.
So you would almost burn the house down in a wooded attic.
I thought I was being sneaky too. I was like, no one knows I'm smoking in here.
Dude, smoking a cigarette indoors, you can't.
I mean, you really can't hide it.
Yeah.
Everyone knows you're smoking.
Just go walk around the block.
I know. My dad said that. He's like, just go outside.
So he caught you and he's like, go outside.
Yeah. And then I was like, outside is far. And then I just go in the crawl space. And I remember I was like on my MacBook. Yeah. And there was like this little like, oh, that was such a shit show. The crawl space had like all this stuff from when I was a little kid in it. Like this like kitten poster. And I was like, hang in there. And I was like, I'm trying. And I remember I just got the assignment. It came in an email and it was like, you're going to be working at like an orphanage. And I was like, fuck.
Why?
I hate doing good deeds. This children. Is a bad idea.
I was just
this
like,
is not the solution I wanted.
Yeah. I was just like, oh, I was like, I'm going to like be teaching at a school. And I thought that would be like less. Yeah.
Like, can we have something like less Africa?
Yeah, I was just like an orphanage. I'm like, that's what do they want me to do, you know?
What did they want you to do?
Well, what I would do is, so they would, I would teach and like kind of, well, what did we do when we got there? When we got there, I'm trying to remember.
Probably just hang out with the kids just so they have interpersonal, you know.
Well, essentially, yeah. So there were like 14 or 15 kids at the orphanage, I want to say.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's so long ago now.
Yeah.
And the older kids, like the kids over the age of 8, so like 8 to 14, well, they would go to school during the day when I was there. And so what me and another girl would go there, and she would teach the older kids, like the 5-6 year olds, and I would teach like the 4 year olds. So there were like 4 4 year olds.
What'd
that
you
I would teach? I taught them, you know what?
Like games and stuff.
Oh, that's what was so sad. I taught them how to write letters.
Okay.
And how like animals and like stuff like that. But I wasn't like a great teacher. But it definitely took one little girl 11 weeks to learn how to write the letter A.
Well,
but she learned it. She did learn it. And she wrote
a,
me this,
you know, a capital A.
It's hard.
That's a lot.
But her card for me when I left was just like all letter A.
Oh,
she then really I still knew have she it. Got. She was like,
she's an expert.
She
on the letter
also
a.
got the letter B like pretty soon after A. I hate to brag.
Wow.
So there were lots
hey,
of
you
B's.
Got a future in teaching.
There were lots of B's on the card too, and I was like, good job, Pendo.
Wait, was there any sort of vetting process?
Yeah, no, they there put, was none.
So these solutions, these
intercultural. It was just a bunch. Yeah, it was just a bunch of like rich white girls, basically.
And, and was it like Peace Corps where you have to pay to help?
Yeah, it was like
wow.
That.
Yeah, but they were a profit organization. You
yeah.
Think?
Oh, shit. Well, you're also paying for you because you're paying for where you're staying.
Yeah,
like,
they did.
Because I looked into Peace Corps pretty seriously. Yeah,
I did too. But the Peace Corps is like, I'm not going to pass a background check.
Well, Peace Corps for me is like it's 2 years.
It's 2 years, and there's also
in your
like
20s.
It's also well, it's 2 years
prime
in your 20s.
Real estate.
And there's also like really high rates of like or not really high rates, but there's like problems with like women getting sexually assaulted.
Yeah,
they just send like to these countries with anything, little. Yeah. Like, because where we stayed, I mean, a lot of these companies, this one was really good, but this was before it got really popular. Now I've heard there's tons of sketchy companies that do this. So I would be very careful if anyone ever does anything like this, do a lot of research. But they employed, like, you know, people at the house, and it was like they did lots of like the first 3 weeks I was there. So you go from like 3 weeks to 12 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went for the full 12 weeks. But the first 3 weeks we were there, we did like, you know, classes in the afternoon on stuff like that. And we learned about like Tanzania and like culture and et cetera.
Oh, okay. Okay. Like, so it was a good experience?
It was, honestly. It was, I wish I'd stayed for longer. I was thinking about that today. I mean, I left after the 12 weeks, but I wanted to definitely stay.
Yeah.
I kind of regret not doing the Peace Corps, to be honest, because I'm like, what else did I really do in my 20s? I could have gone for 2 years.
Well, but it's also kind of like, I think back to, you know, the subjects that we get taught in middle school and high school, and I'm like, God damn it, I want to learn this stuff, but not at that age. Like, I almost like wanted to learn it later, and I feel like something like that, like a volunteer, like that's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. You're traveling to another continent to, you know, and you're helping kids, helping in quotes or actually helping, you know, depending.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel like that's for your 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But women are having babies.
I feel like it was good though to do it in my 20s. And I do I look back, I'm like, what else did I really do in my 20s that I couldn't have gone for 2 years? I did that. And then I came back and I was just like, honestly, just a complete shit show for like a year.
What is this shit? What does Lindsay the shit show look like in her early 20s?
Drinking. Oh my God. I have had like three 2020s and one of them was 2009.
What happened in 2009?
I just like, I got back. So I got back from Africa in like late 2008.
Hey, bitch, I'm back from Africa.
Basically, I got back on like Thanksgiving and I was like, how's everyone doing? I'm like, I miss America. I didn't really miss America that much. I was like, why am I back? I hated it when I got back. I was like, why am I even here? I do remember I got back on Thanksgiving. My stepmother was making like cranberry chutney and I like flipped a shit because I was like, where's the cranberry sauce in the can? Chutney's British too, so I was like, that's, you know,
the cranberry sauce in the can is no matter how nothing fancy your Thanksgiving it. Is it's the best, cranberry sauce.
Nothing
and it has
that.
To be shaped like the can, I feel like otherwise it doesn't taste as good when people like try to mash it up and I'm like, no, we all know it's the can, just slice it up like it's a fucking can.
Exactly.
Anything tart, man.
Oh, it's so like sex good.
Love it.
But I basically just spent like the year drinking, did a lot of Ambien, did a lot of chain smoking inside.
Do you do the Ambien where you take it and you stay up?
Yeah, that's
what
it
happens when that happens.
It's like taking mushrooms, basically.
Really?
Especially if you mix it with like some alcohol.
Uh oh.
Okay. Chad, we're not saying do it.
That's got a fan to my left.
It's great. Honestly, I was doing that this year too. It's so much fun. But it's
mushrooms
bad.
Or Ambien?
Both. It's bad. Wow. It's bad though. You shouldn't do them. Drugs are bad.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, no.
I definitely kill a lot of memory cells. I feel like I used to be smarter before I did that. But.
Okay. I hope you liked that clip. Did you like it? Do you want more? Okay, yeah. Go to luminarypodcast.com. You can hear the whole episode of Guys Who Fucked, all of our other episodes, and other episodes from people like Roxane Gay, Trevor Noah, Michael Rapaport, and Russell Brand. Love you. Bye.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.